with more fun here. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is in the studio here. Very exciting day. Our biggest celebrity ever on the show, Mr. Bam Margera. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yo, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Good. Just got up.
Oh, really? Oh,
cool. And then I got to go to East High School.
Oh, really? What are you doing at East High School?
I have a scholarship for kids who like want to make films and stuff. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's actually today where they're showing it. So
oh,
I'm
awesome.
Gonna go there with the guy, the cinematographer Joe Franz, who he's gonna be there too.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I understand you are now. We've all read the papers and we've talked about this a lot on the air, but you are, I guess, an investor in with Mr. Donnie Moore to open a new venture. Actually, you're taking your Rex's liquor license and moving it across town and creating like a theater with a fine dining restaurant and so forth.
Yes.
Yes. And can you tell us a little bit about that? When do you expect that to be open?
It's basically going to be like, you know, Jackass the Bar with elephants in there. No, no, it's, we're making a theater. You know, just with bands that are like signed to a major label, because I mean, it seems like every bar that you go to here is just cover bands. And,
sure.
And, you know, like 15 North, they have, like, pretty good cover bands.
Yeah.
But, like, they have no, like, acts that are signed to a major label that, you know, write their own music.
Okay.
So that's basically what we want to do.
Okay. That sounds like a good thing. Would you be getting in bands like Clutch, what I understand?
Definitely.
You know, I wouldn't know about bands like Clutch until I got into watching your shows. And now I'm the program director on the station. We're actually a rock station.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, we're a daytime-only radio station, which I don't know if you understand what that means. AM radio stations, it's completely different than FM. FMs are on 24 hours a day, and nighttime doesn't affect their signal at all. But on AM, your signal goes really, really far when it's dark out, and it doesn't go as far when it's light out.
Uh-huh.
So at night, you could listen to like a Chicago radio station if you surf around your dial, and it'll come in like it's in Westchester, and you'll be in Westchester getting listen to a Chicago station. So we're not allowed on at night because we would interfere with another station that's on 1520.
Okay.
So unfortunately, that's the downside of this station. Trying to explain to people that you're on sunrise to sunset, their eyes roll back in their head and they go, is it a college station? You're like, no, it's a real station. We tried to sell commercials, and they're like, good luck with that. But it is, it's a station we're on. Like, this month is our shortest month. Today's the shortest day of the year. So we did this talk show in the morning, and then we play rock until sunset, which is our big slogan. But a lot of the rock I play now, I got turned on to from your show, CKY, which is your brother's band.
Yeah.
Which, lightning strikes twice in the Margera household. I mean, your brother, to be in a band that nationally known and famous has had to be one thing for your parents, and then also to have their other son on, an icon and, you know, to every kid on the planet and every adult. I'm 40 years old and I'm all giddy to meet you.
Well, I mean, that's the good thing about, you know, doing all the Viva La Bam shows and everything, because it's, what happened?
I just cut your headphones down? I'm sorry.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. We're trying to hook up extra headphones.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, you know, like, you film 45 Viva La Bam episodes and you meet every band that you wanted to, and then you also meet other bands that, you know, they hand you a CD, and most of the time they suck, but
yeah.
But sometimes you get that really good CD that you're into, and you know, it's just really simple for me to just get on the phone and find out when that band's coming through Philly, and
that's,
you
awesome,
know, have them stop here instead of like the Chameleon Club in Lancaster.
Sure, sure. We were doing the math earlier on the show. We teach people stuff. If you have 400 seats in there, which is that what it's going to be approximately?
Roughly around
400. Let's say, to make the math easier, 400. If you had 400 seats and you charge $1 a ticket, that would be $400.
Correct.
If you charge 10, that would be $4,000. And if you charge $100 a ticket, that would be $40,000. And we're just discussing that, like, I bet you G Love and Special Sauce do a gig for $40,000. They would do a gig for $20,000, so it would be $50 a ticket. Just approximately, throwing
I think
numbers.
You probably get them for like 10.
So, all right, so maybe 25 or 30 bucks a ticket. I would pay 100 bucks a ticket to see G Love in Westchester,
yeah,
where I can park my car safely, and I can walk over there and see a show and not have like my rim stolen from my car from parking down to the Electric Factory or something like that. I think this is a great thing for Westchester. I've been hearing that we want to get a theater in town, and I'm like an extremist crackpot libertarian. I wouldn't want my tax dollars paying for a theater.
I like the one in Phoenixville. Was it the Colonial Theater?
It's nice. Well,
yeah, it's very nice.
I'm sure it is. But whether you want it or not, you're forced to pay for it.
Sure.
If you own a home in Phoenixville, I'm sure your property taxes are higher to pay for that theater. Or if you work in Phoenixville, however it's paid for. Here's the chance to have a theater. You're getting your cake, you're eating it too, and you're getting a pie for dessert. Because you're getting one with private money, and you're getting in the borough. And it's not going to cost any taxpayers any money or anything like that. I thought Jay was going to chime in there. It looks like he's what's the matter, Jay? You all right? Okay. So there you go.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Are you going to have stand-up comedians there, or are you looking just at music acts, or
no,
a little both?
Stand-up comedians, and you know, we'll show like films. You know, if somebody has a film that they made and they want to show it, we'll do that too.
So you're going to put a screen that comes down in the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow,
but I mean, we'll mainly focus on like, you know, rock bands on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night and stuff like that.
Okay. Awesome.
Monday will probably be a mellow film night or something like
that. Okay. That's cool. Now, you were kind enough to let me take a peek at it while it's under its construction. That sloped part of the floor where it's almost like what you would refer to as stadium-style seating, are there going to be chairs there, or is that going to be standing?
It depends on the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Like if it's a stand-up comedian, we'll have fold-up chairs in there.
Okay.
If it's an acoustic act, we'll have fold-up chairs there. We'll bring in seating for that. But
okay.
I mean, if it's a regular show, it's going to be a standing section.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. So yeah, the bigger bigger the actor, the louder the actor, whatever. That sounds good. That sounds like a wonderful idea. Do you have a estimated time of when the grand opening would be?
Last St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really? This has been held up for a while?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's taken a lot longer than we thought. And, you know, not to mention there's regulations that we have to, you know, just little things like
this.
And pitfalls that we encounter.
Yeah. Okay.
Handicap accessible ramps and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. You know, okay.
Just little stuff like that all day long is holding us up a little.
Okay. Well, all right, it's the 610-692-3131, 610-692-3131, if you'd like to get your chance. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to call into a show that there's not 10,000 people on hold, and you can talk to Bam Margera. First, let's go to Mario. Good morning, Mario. You're on the air.
Good morning. First of all, I want to definitely welcome Bam to town with his new venue. I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm glad that the borough approves his application as an investor for the new theater, and I can't wait for it to open. Also, I want to thank Bam for saving Randy and Jay from becoming the laughingstock of Westchester, because they said 11 o'clock you were going to be on, and I thought it was going to be another ripoff, like Geraldo Rivera opening Al Capone's safe, you know. But thank God you pulled them out of the toilet there and made them famous. Listen, my kids, I got twin boys, 34, they love you. My grandson's 13, Jake, he loves you. I want to give a shout-out to you and say that I spoke with you and wish you the very best of luck, health and happiness, and a great holiday for you and your family.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I'm also glad to hear Fox News said that your relative was acquitted of charges. You got 10 years probation for the trumped-up charges out in Colorado. So God bless.
Oh, thanks.
Continued success, and keep on doing what you're doing. You rock.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir, Bam. Take care.
Cool. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right, very good. And we'll go to little Mikey here has a comment. Mikey, you're
on
the air. Hey, now.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, now being the promotion director over here at CHA, are we going to get a chance at, like, when you bring these major acts in, are we going to get a chance to interview these guys at all?
I don't see why not. That's great cross-promotion.
I mean, you know, we're the only AM rock station in Westchester.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, our lawyer's here. We can ask him if you can sign an exclusivity contract with you.
Well, but the only Westchester station. We are the only Westchester station.
Yeah, we are
station.
The only Westchester.
Yeah, right. That sounds fine.
Yeah, and everything's. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, no problem.
That's awesome.
Just as long as it's not some 13-year-old kid trying to come into like some big show with their little fanzine.
No. You know? No, we'll get rid of that. And Joe Norley, we got to keep out.
All right.
That douchebag. Unless we can get him to, like, do some cage dancing. Maybe we'll put him in a cage somewhere.
All right. Thanks, man.
And tell your mom thank you very much for being so cool.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Thanks. Yeah, we've had on, your mom was very nice to come on our show before, when her book came out. She did,
Didn't DiCamello come on, too?
Yeah, Dico's been on, has he been on twice? I think Dico has been on twice. Or, he's been on with Joe France.
Yeah, France has been here a couple of times, or two or three times, right?
Yeah, and then Jay used to own Flicks Video, that used to rent videotapes.
I remember that, yeah. So is that what all the videotapes are right there?
Sure, yeah.
Trying to sell for like $1 a piece. So Dico and Franz are like Eden. They love it.
Yeah,
they spend the whole afternoon.
Franz loves like 80s films that are like so hard to find.
Yeah.
I'll ask him anything that came out in the past 5 years. He'd be like, no, what's that? Like, you didn't see Bourne Ultimatum or Supremacy? No, what's that? You know? But then he'd be like, did you see Smokey and the Bandit 1? You know? Stuff like that.
Oh,
I'm
going
to go see what's out there. $1.50?
Take as many as you want. You can have them. look how handy I am with Jay's stuff. You can have. Take whatever you want. You can have them for free.
I got even more in the back room.
Yeah.
Jay's
like, you can have them, half price. Skip is a teacher, was a teacher at Stetson right here in Westchester. And he wanted me to ask you about knock hockey. He remembers you were like the champion knock hockey player.
Oh, is that that little game with the, it's like...
It's a wood
maybe
board
2 feet big.
Yeah.
And you make the little hockey stick. Yeah.
Woodshop.
I made one in Woodshop with Chris Rapp.
Oh, really?
I was always winding up in the penalty box.
He said they have yours on display in
really?
Stetson.
I got to go see
the one
that.
One you made or one you played on all the time? It's
yeah, I totally remember what it looked like. I painted it all up and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm going there soon, so I'll look around.
Nice. Yeah, they have it on display like a tribute to you. It's wonderful. I have to get over there and check it out. 610-692-3131. Ming Hags, the movie. When is... Do you have an estimate? I know I talked to you off the air, but this is where we pretend we didn't talk. Any idea when Ming Hags will be coming out?
I think about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's so hard to get everything out in time for Christmas, you know, like November 1st, and not to mention like 1,000 other people trying to do the exact same thing. So, you know, and that's what Jackass 2.5 did, I believe. It might be out right now, but... But, you know, sometimes it's a good idea to put it out after Christmas because then they go and use their gift cards and things like that. But yeah, it'll be DVD probably with Warner Brothers. And
awesome.
Yeah, everything's done and ready. I think sound's getting mixed right now in New Hope. So,
okay.
Yeah, as soon as that's done, then that's the last thing that we have to do.
Excellent. Yeah. I still contend my favorite thing you do, I mean, I love all the stuff that you do, but my favorite thing is Haggard. I mean, I think that movie is just brilliantly written, and the acting is, nobody in there is like a professional actor, but it's damn good. I mean,
it's kind of what I like about it, you know, it's so anti-Hollywood.
And
not to mention, I was like 20 when I made that, and I just coughed up $400,000 that I didn't even have.
Really?
Wow. And I was just, I basically was 20 with a movie camera, and I just wanted to see if I could actually complete a film.
Okay.
And I was down to my last $5,000 out of the $400,000, and I had to rent 15 North for the third time for $500, and I could not do it anymore. I'm like, Franz, you don't understand. I had $400,000 in my bank account, and now I have five lousy $1,000. I can't even get a parking ticket without getting nervous. You know, I'm like, I am not renting 15 North for one more day for $500. We're making this movie work the way that it is, and I don't care. I'm going to edit this thing, and I'm going to make it work. You know, now when I watch the last part at 15 North, it's like 2 minutes too short, and I'm just like, I should have just... You know, at the time, I was really hurting for the cash, so I was like, I don't care. I'm making this work the way that it is.
It makes it even better, because I've watched all the behind-the-scenes stuffs where the riff that the band is playing is just the same thing, like on a loop.
It makes it kind of funny, but...
Is there another version of that out? Now, I have one, but then I people have told me that in Coconuts, they saw, like, a director's cut or something. Is there a newer cut out now that...
If they did see it, it was probably just one DVD that I made, but there's nothing else for sale. But I mean, I've tons of rough cuts just laying around at my house, you know. But
are you going to put that when Dico and Franz were in here? They were talking about doing something where they run the movie, yet they pan the audio way down, and they comment, like a director's commentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
Franz was talking about that. If we do it with Ming Hags, I mean, we might as well just power it out and put in Haggard as well and
sure.
get two birds done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. your Sirius radio show, when is that on, and is that absolutely live, or is that...
Yeah, well, sometimes I have to go, like, for instance, I'm going to Barcelona for 2 weeks, and it's on every Monday at 7, so... And they do a lot of reruns, but sometimes if I'm going to be in Barcelona for 2 weeks, I have to pre-record a show.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll actually just call in from Europe. My bill will be like $1,000 at
Jeez.
The end. I called from Dubai during my honeymoon. Oh, that bill was insane. I'm just calling New York. Yeah, but I have the whole studio at my house. And
yeah. I was on the air when I read in the paper that someone was upset out in your township that you're having a radio show in your house, and they're, oh my God, he's having a business. It's a business in his house. Look, it's not a body shop in his house where he's painting cars and the fumes are killing his neighbor. This is a radio show that's no different than sitting with five of your friends watching Rocky and talking about it. You have headphones on and microphones in front of you. It doesn't make any more noise than a normal conversation.
And Verizon chopped through my driveway and ripped right through the live feed cord.
No
so
way.
There was like a year that went by where it was basically just us technically with a tape recorder sitting around the kitchen talking, and they're saying that I'm making money off of that and I can't do it. Like, I can't hit record on my kitchen.
That's insane.
Yeah, and like, you know, I was doing some editing in the movie on my computer in the house, and they're like, you have a editing studio at your house. You're making money off that, too. It's like, you know how many people work from home?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, if you were an accountant working at your house, no one cares. It's a jealousy factor. If somebody's at their house making $50,000 a year, who cares? And I'm not counting your money, but if somebody's making probably a lot more than that, who cares? It's a friggin' jealousy factor. If you're babysitting at your house, are they going after that? I tell you, I was on the air screaming all the time. I said, I bet you the supervisor, my words, not yours, I'm sure the supervisor gets out, he drives across the street, he's driving a crappy car, going, why don't I have a Lamborghini? Why don't I have like a supermodel? Why don't I have?
When I had the Ferrari when I was 20, I was having so much fun driving it, and then I just realized everybody probably thinks I'm that young kid, and their rich dad bought a Ferrari for this little jerk. And I was like, I got to trade it in. I just got like a random Mercedes, and then 4 years went by. I was like, I missed that car. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm getting a Lamborghini.
Nice, that's awesome. Want to take a couple calls?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Randy Dasher Jr.
Yes.
Yes, you know, when my dad makes love to my mommy,
yes,
he screams out Bam's name.
Okay.
Can you sign his penis so my mom can have something?
Thank you. All right, goodbye. All right. Let's go to the next line here. Good morning, you're on the air. Hey,
he
now.
He said what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That when we make love, darling, I think of Bam.
So do I.
I just wanted to say hello. And Randy, have you told him how many times you've played Haggard for people when they come over?
Everyone that comes over, that's like required viewing. You can't come to my house and not watch Haggard. That's
it's
just
Haggard,
what we do.
Then it's the Kalmbach film, and then it's Randy in his old band days.
Yeah, by then people are ready to leave, ready to jump out a window.
And now you'll have Ming Hags in your collection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you guys had the premiere, we just came back from our honeymoon. It was kind of like I was all psyched, like, oh, wow, I'm a missus. But I couldn't even go. I'm like, man, it stinks. So I haven't even seen it. So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be out soon. Yeah, we had a little that little private screening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that went good.
You have to cut an ID since your mom did for Randy.
Okay. Yeah, station ID. Would you do that for us?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, cool.
Does your family take offense when Mikey comes pounding on their door?
Did Mikey like a... He went to...
He stalks your parents.
Oh, I didn't know
he
that.
He lives over that way. So, he's in kind of the same neighborhood.
Listen to Mikey saying, when we get the bands, we.
I know.
The we.
He's
all right,
nuts.
Just wanted to say hello. I love you.
All right,
and
love you too.
You too, Rand.
Okay, all right, good morning. See you.
See
you.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Mikey. Mikey's not afraid.
He's like, not the kid who knocks on the door at 3 a.m.
No, not 3 a.m. No, no.
Yeah, she'll tell me like, kids knocked on the door at 3 a.m. and they asked if you were there, and it's like, even if you were there, you're not like, how can people just knock on a door? All the lights are out. It's 3 a.m. Like ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that's insane. That's just wrong.
Yeah. Is Bam here, like, all drunk and
stuff? Nah, Mikey doesn't even hardly drink. He stopped by and asked if April, or your mom, Mrs. Margera, would come on after she wrote her book. So he went. He just knocked on the door. Like, I've seen you in town. I've handed my card. Hey, yeah, I got radio stations. If you come on, and I won't ask for the sale. Like, Mikey will ask for the sale. Come right. Well, when? And you're like, well, I'll come on sometime. What day? So he's not afraid to be bold and ask for it. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Bam, it's Mikey again. You don't get if you don't ask, you don't get, right?
Okay,
it's true.
I mean, come on. Okay, now let me ask you this: do you ever listen to our station?
I don't listen to any radio. I just usually listen to the CD that's in my car.
See, now when you're in town now, and I know you're up there a lot, you got to tune in CHE because where else do you hear him being played?
Yeah, we do. We play him, CKY, Clutch,
stuff. Donnie listened to it yesterday. Yeah. And he said that there's actually some rock and roll songs going on.
I mean, you can tune over to, 104.5, and you don't get nothing, man. You know,
does it reach Pocopson, though?
What's that?
It goes out there?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, and then in the mornings when Borough Council and everybody else is slashing the hell out of you,
mm-hmm.
Randy's over there defending you.
Right on, Randy Dasher.
like super big time, man.
Well, thank you,
Mike. That's awesome.
So you got to tune in a little bit more.
All right, I will.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you.
See ya. All right, bye-bye. Hey, Mikey sent this YouTube. Remember I was saying that you're on Family Guy and you haven't seen it?
No.
All right, here it is.
I also did voiceovers for it, so I'm going to be on it a second time.
All right, here it is.
Hey, I'm Stewie Griffin, and I'm going to be kicking my dad's ass all day today.
Then this kid splices you in.
And I feel like kicking my dad's ass all day today.
What the hell? Do it! Stop! Knock it out!
It's even got the little... It's got the little tree in the corner like it's a hidden camera.
Come on,
just
Stewie.
Like how I did in Jacket.
You're acting crazy out there, man.
Come on, man.
That's great. The guy who posted it, he says, I didn't have the toilet scene from Jackass. So he posts a different one where you're just kicking Phil's ass in like the bedroom.
Yeah.
But it's That's a pretty cool. brilliant parody. I mean, I was watching that one night and I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, oh my God, the guy's being parodied. It was like two worlds colliding, like my two favorite shows mashing together. It was
rather exciting. If I had to choose any cartoon ever parody, and it would definitely be Family Guy.
Cool.
And
awesome.
And then when I was in LA, they said, can you come in and actually do voiceovers?
Wow.
So me and Johnny Knoxville did some stuff. I think Steve-O came in later and did it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, he's been a mess lately.
when I watch Jackass and all that stuff, and I gotta be honest with you, I know not just because you're here, and if Steve-O was here, I would say the exact same thing. When I watch it sometimes, I'll be like, this is great, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, that's Steve-O with that gigantic package and a little thong is like tying like chicken around his junk and an alligator's bite. I can only take so much.
Yeah.
But like, if you guys are like,
he doesn't care. He threw his morals right out the window long ago. But
I guess I don't do the thong thing. Yeah.
But him and Party Boy are all about it.
Yeah. What's that? Chris Pointes or something?
Chris Pontius.
Pontius. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's constantly, like, even that other show, I tried watching, I couldn't watch it, the Wild Boys, because it's constantly in thongs.
Yeah, it's just, like, too much. They both just rock thongs, and they go to, like, Africa and let a scorpion bite them in the ass or something like that. And it's just that over and over again. And, I mean, it's funny, but you can only take so much.
Yeah.
That's why Jackass works, because it's only 10% of that rather than 100% in Wild Boys.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't need, you know, my wife looking at guy in a great big package. I'm sitting there in my underpants looking ridiculous. So, all right, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hi, Bam.
Hi.
You can listen on the stream, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can listen wherever you are.
Yeah, we're streaming at WCHE1520.com. So you can listen on the internet. There's no static on the internet.
Okay.
No static and no bleeping.
That's right. Yeah, it's uncensored on the internet, too.
And then I wanted to call. I have a little 4-year-old, and I took him up to watch these guys when they were doing ring hags up at the courthouse.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When the guy lost his tooth?
Yeah, we knocked out Lennon. DiCamillo said that he was going to, he's like, I'm going to spit in his face and throw him off guard and then punch him. And then he totally caught him off guard, hit him right in the mouth, and his tooth went flying. I had to get him another tooth for $2,000.
Did you guys get good footage of that? Is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's in the behind the scenes and everything. But
oh, cool.
You could actually see his tooth fly out in the movie. And it's real.
Oh, very cool. Well, I was there. I can say I saw it. So.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Awesome.
Good. Well, have a great Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
All
bye.
Right. Take care. Bye bye. And we'll go to.
He has such a fat lip too.
I know.
And he had to go have a job interview the next day. And
no
he's like,
way.
Oh my God! I'm gonna go in with this big fat lip and a missing tooth. I'm never gonna get this job. Thanks a lot.
Oh man. Claire, you're on the air.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing, Claire?
Hi. Hey, Bam. Hi. It's Claire, Brandon's mom.
Oh, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Bam?
I'm good.
The reason I'm calling, I don't want to take anybody's time away from you, but the reason I'm calling is you probably don't know this, but you're sitting there with a very talented guy, Randy.
Randy Dashner.
Yes. And when you open your theater or dinner theater, you have to hear him and Jay. Probably the new Abbott and Costello. Not saying anybody's fat there, but Randy is a funny guy. He does, he imitates everybody. He is really, really funny.
You're too kind, Claire.
No, I'm serious. And you know what, Bam, you probably wouldn't know it. You have to listen in and listen to him. He's a talented guy, and I don't think anybody would tell you, so I had to call in and tell you.
All right, awesome. Thanks. I will.
Okay, take care. Merry Christmas
you
to
too.
Your mom and dad, too.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Claire. All right, there she goes.
You're playing him in CKY. I'm going to have to listen in.
All right, awesome.
I knew you from when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
You were dating Mark Hanna's sister.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
I totally remember.
I could say that I've known Bam 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 30 years. Well, no, 20 years for me. I'm 40. You're 28?
Yeah.
So you must have been like 8.
Didn't you used to chill by the Hannah's pool?
Yeah.
There's always like a dead rat in there, and then we'd have to like scoop it out. We'd go swimming anyway.
Oh, that was great. Good morning. You're on the air. Hey, now.
Yeah, I got a question for Bam.
Go ahead, sir.
I was at the Viva La Band's concert in St. Louis, and I was watching the bonus footage, and the part with Ryan G, where you guys were just, like, bagging on the whole time, was the funniest stuff I've ever seen. I was wondering if that's all going to be on the bonus footage of the DVD.
I know that... Jackass has taken over MTV in February, I think like February 10th for 48 hours, and they're definitely going to play it on that. But, I mean, there's still time to make the DVD, so I could throw that in if you like it that much.
Oh, dude, it was just hilarious. I was dying.
Awesome. Did you like the show?
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. I actually had a photo pass because I'm friends with Chad and Matt Dice and whatnot, and shot some photos for CK and whatnot, so it was a good time.
Oh, that was the time they actually played?
Yeah, that was their last show of the tour, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was?
It was split that night.
Yeah, the next day they all beat each other up and then...
Yeah, then...
Bad news.
It was a mess, dude. It was a mess. But...
Yeah, they missed, like, the last 6 shows or something like that.
Yep.
Yep.
So, awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks,
no
man.
Problem.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, I've heard only a portion of your Sirius radio show, and you're a great storyteller. I heard you telling a story about going camping with the Hannas with Mark and Chris, yeah. and you would say, well, when they would come with our family, Chris would have like $50, which would be blown in the first 10 minutes of the first Wawa.
No, Mark had Mark his would, okay. parents were giving $50 for like the whole
days.
10 days that we were there, and he would blow it all at Wawa before we even got to Maryland.
Yeah. Like, so now your parents are like paying for everything for him the rest of the trip.
And then I went to Warwick Woods with the Hanna brothers, and they fought so bad that Mark Hanna threw this tin can at Chris's head, hit him in the head, and then Chris like dented Mark Hanna's tent, and then Chris just takes his knee and to Hannah's head and goes boom boom boom, and then Hanna, he was like 13 years old, he just goes ah! He starts bawling, and then his dad's like, everybody in the car now, and then we all had to jump in the car all the way home listening to Hanna just cry at this high-pitched voice. It was horrible. And then Chris got grounded for like 2 months.
Oh, man. That's the one sample I've heard of the show. And I'm laughing my ass off going, this is hilarious. Because I knew those two. I still know those two. They're good people. At the Bloodhound Gang show, the last Bloodhound Gang, it's like the last concert I've ever seen, and probably before that 10 years, probably won't between then. But Kenneth Keith Kaumbach had free tickets to it. That dude that claims he can blow smoke out of his eyes. I don't know if you ever saw him on the Stern show. There's his picture back there on Howard Stern. A million years ago, he was the guy that said he could blow cigarette smoke out of his eyes. I used to play in a band with him. I do comedy filming with him.
Did you see the show at the TLA?
No, this was at Electric Factory.
Oh, okay.
Now, was that your brother, Jess, sitting right next to the drummer the whole show?
Probably.
He was in a chair sitting next to the drummer and talking to him.
No, that might have been somebody else.
It looked like it.
Well, I mean, we're all good. We've been good friends for a long time. And
okay.
Jimmy actually, he barfs on the bass player during mid-song. That's his thing. And he does it every show.
Well, you were at it, and then Evil Jared like took a sneaker and smacked you in the head with it or something. Or a boot or something and hit you in the head with it. That's why I thought it was Jess sitting back.
It could have been.
Sitting just in a chair next to the drummer talking to him between songs. It was weird. I was real close.
Know.
And I'm going, dude, that's the guy from CKY. That's Pam's brother.
Could be.
Small world. Sure. Let's go to phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
My name's Jackie. I just wanted to say hi to Bam real quick and give him a very, very late congratulations on his wedding earlier this year.
Thanks.
And I also had a question for him.
Okay.
My question is, what's Ryan Dunn doing lately? Like, I heard that he was at some thing where Narkill was supposed to play not that long ago, and then you guys didn't play, and I didn't know if he was still in PA or what he was doing, because I know he's been out in California for a long time.
Yeah, he's been home for a while, and he's been back and forth to Cleveland, Ohio. But he has like 4 BMWs, and all the engines are like out of the car, and he's like,
oh my God,
modifying all 4 of them, and every car is in shambles. He has his own workshop in Westchester, and he just...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he doesn't even go home. Like, I talked to his girlfriend, Angie, and he's like, yeah, he hasn't been home for, like, 4 days now. He's been in the office just, like, up all night drinking Red Bulls or whatever, trying to get these engines back in his car. I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, I barely see him anymore.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get those engines in those cars and then start hanging around again.
Yeah, go drag his ass back to your house, because I miss when he was on the radio show all the time with you, too.
Yeah, I'll get him on there.
Cool. All right. Next time you see him, say hi to him for me.
Okay.
And you have a good Christmas and a good New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. All right. Hey, you have a new film in production called Dreamcatcher?
Dream Seller,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're filming that in Baltimore probably at the end of February.
Okay.
And that's a Warner Brothers thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I basically have two deals with Warner Brothers to put out two movies of basically anything that I want, and Dream Seller is one of them. It's about a kid who was going to be a professional skateboarder, and then he tried heroin for the first time at the age of 15 and basically threw it all away. But it's a true story about a good friend of mine named Brandon Novak. And
yeah, he's the one that says, watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly.
In Haggard. Over in Fairmont.
Yeah, he's been to rehab about 14 times now and it's still not working. So
there's a scene, I think it's in CKY4, where you and even Ryan, you guys have like a heart-to-heart with the guy. You're like, dude, if you're using... Like, I'll let you stay at my house, but if you're using heroin, I can't. I can't have this at my house. And you guys, like, pretty much have an intervention with them.
Yeah.
And then the way you edited it is so cool, because it's that really mellow CKY song, which
that wouldn't know it's CKY. The making of Haggard, actually. It's the very
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I get them confused. But, yeah, it's like genuinely touching. I mean,
and Dunn, like, sees him in the woods, like, shooting heroin, and he's just like, what were you doing in the woods?
I was trying to kickflip with my skateboard, and I threw it into the woods, and then I had to look for it.
You look for it twice?
Yeah, because I threw it in there twice.
It's yeah.
Like, stop telling me these dumb lies, and you expect me to believe it. Like, that's the problem. Like, you know, if you're going to do that, it's just you're just digging a hole of lies.
Sure.
And then you keep backtracking on trying to remember what lie you said.
Yeah.
So that a week will go by. You'd be like, you said that you were doing this. Yeah, I might have been, you know.
Yeah.
Just, sucks.
But. I mean, when I've read the list of people that were signing that were supposedly against this new bar opening in the neighborhood over there, and they put, and one of the people investor in it is Bam Margera, famous for, you know, in Jackass urinating, blah blah blah. And it's like, I said it the next day on the air, and Jay goes, "That's the same thing his lawyer said," and I wasn't at the meeting. I said, "You know." I said, Joe Pesci, if Joe Pesci moves into your neighborhood, you're not going to be like, hey, he's the one that put somebody's head in a vice and was tightening
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
like, it is a TV show.
I'm doing a TV show.
Yeah.
I want the ratings to be good. Therefore,
yeah.
if I need to get an elephant in the front yard,
yes.
then I'm going to do it to
yeah.
make people laugh on TV. But this is, you know, I'm investing in a theater. I'm
yeah.
not, I want to, you know... I want to make it good, and I want to do it right, and I'm not going to,
exactly.
you know, like, people really think that, you know, I'm going to have, like, 2,000 Civil War dudes in there or whatever,
yeah.
you know? It's like, no,
it's crazy.
That was a show that, you know, we wrote a show, and that's what we came up with, and we're not, this isn't a show. It's a,
yeah.
we're running a business.
If 10 years ago you guys got video cameras, and you and Deco and Ryan Dunn sat around watching Cheers, and you filmed yourself watching it going, you want a soda? It wouldn't sell. I mean, maybe today you guys could put out. I'll buy it if you put it out. But I mean, who? So it has to be exciting. It has to be outrageous. So to describe what, to try to like describe your character from something they saw in a show that's intended to be outrageous is just appalling.
Yeah,
it'd be like saying De Niro can't open Tribeca restaurant because he took a circular saw and threatened the guy, cut the guy's hand off in Casino. It makes no sense. And maybe that was your quote, Mr. Schoen. I'm not sure. But Jay said it was something similar to that.
All right,
cool. That's awesome. Wow, we got very few minutes left. There's a show that comes on at 12, but we'll wait just a moment for that. Should I go? Okay, go to the phone. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, it's Tony Polito.
Hurry up.
Hello. Yes, fella?
Yes.
No, Bam fella?
Yeah.
You need to come and see me. I'm a barber.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
You gotta well, so get my a mom's haircut. A hairdresser. So.
I'll let you have a sip of my blue fluid.
All right.
It's good stuff.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. Is that barber
something?
That's Mikey. He wanted me to actually, since he got you to come in here, he wanted me to read something. Hopefully I can find it. Bam has been brought to you by Michael A. Collier, Custom Dungeon Designs and Bondage Rooms. Is your other half out of control? Call Mike and have him build you a custom bondage room to help you get them in control. 610-558-2326. He was, if it wasn't for Mike being so, you know, persistent, I would have walked around and given you a card and went, you know, you think about it. And you wouldn't be on the air. But you're on the air, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's very nice meeting all of you.
Yeah.
Very nice. We're coming
Thanks
up
for
on 12
on.
O'clock.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I have a show that comes on at 12 that I have to go to. But I know you have a thing over at East High School.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I read today in the paper, which I didn't know, is that you're offering a $2,000 scholarship to someone within 500 feet of the place.
Yeah.
Which is just, you don't have to do that. I mean, that's very admirable. That's very, that's above and beyond. I mean, what other bar is going to do that? What other person is going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's, for anybody that's against this thing, you're nuts. Think about it. You have the possibility of having a wonderful theater here in Westchester without your tax dollars paying for it. This is going to bring more people to town. And I don't think this is going to bring the type of crowd that you're so afraid of out there. This is going to bring... someone like me, I'm going to come into town. I'm going to, if it's $100 for a ticket, I'm going to watch Soul Coughing. If you can get them to get back together, I'm going to watch Clutch. I'm going to pay the money. I'm going to see the show. I'm going to drink a soda and I'm going to drive home. Maybe I'll eat dinner while I'm in town.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great thing. This isn't going to be a 50-cent drafts all night with 1,000 kids breaking mirrors off of cars on the way home. This is a great thing for Westchester. You should embrace it. And, I'm blown away by the stuff you do. And Haggard, I wish you would keep doing more films. Not that you care what I... Could you make more amateur films?
I'm still going strong.
And have you gotten an offer to be in like a major motion picture? Like Knoxville was in Dukes of Hazzard. He's pretty good at it, too.
Yeah, but I mean, no one wants to see Knoxville in like Men in Black 2 with two alien heads on, you know, like they want to see him get kicked in the nuts.
Okay.
You know, and
sure.
I got offered to be like a vampire in Lost Boys 2, and I love Lost Boys 1, and I'm like reading the script and I'm like, No one wants to see me be a vampire.
Okay.
On Lost Boys too. I'll let somebody else do that. And I just like doing my own thing and making my own rules and choosing my own music. You know, I don't like being like last Hollywood film I was in. It was besides Jackass. It was a movie called Grind, and they just used like songs that I don't approve of. It was like PG-13. It was really cheesy, and like I had no creative control. So I'm like, I'll just do it my own way.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Hey, would you cut a station ID for me before you go?
Yep.
And let me just see. Just say, you know, you're Bam Margera and you're listening to, and just so it's a legal ID, you say the four call letters and then Westchester. And whatever you want to say. You know, I mean, just say, hi, I'm Bam Margera, and you're listening to, you can say the Jay and Randy Show if you like, on WCHE Westchester. That makes it a legal ID.
Okay.
All right.
What's up? This is Bam Margera, and you're listening to WCHE in Westchester. Randy Dasher live, call in, you little jerks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Any chance I could get a photo with you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I really appreciate this.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Donnie, Mr. Moore. Thank you, Mr. Shawn. Thank you, Missy. Thank you very much. Very nice. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. I mean, Bam. No, I'm just, no, you're gorgeous. I mean, just Jesus.
Can we hear that song on the way out?
What's that?
You hear the song on the way out?
I will. I have to produce this show, but all right. let me get this next show on the air,
okay.
And I'll see what I can do.
I have to do a commercial before.
All right, you do your quick commercial.